Financial markets continue to mostly be driven off Fed expectations, and in recent weeks, we've seen a big push on behalf of the market to price in peak rates. Fed officials were out in full force on Tuesday offering up their views. The trouble is these views are, on the whole, inconsistent with market expectations. While some Fed officials acknowledged the impact of higher rates, there was still a very clear underlying concern about inflation risk and the need to continue to be patient before considering an abandonment of the higher-for-longer policy mantra. In fact, there has been a trend across many of the major central banks which has echoed this sentiment as well. And yet, the market has been aggressive in selling U.S. dollars and buying stocks on this expectation the Fed will fall into line. Our biggest concern here is that unlike many years post-financial markets crisis where the Fed would quickly bend to the will of the market, in 2023 this has not been the case. The Fed has not backed down from its more hawkish-leaning policy views despite market pressure. This has us doubting the latest moves, and we suspect there could be risk for a major reversal back in favor of the U.S. dollar along with renewed downside pressure on stocks. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from German inflation, BOE consumer credit and mortgage approvals, Eurozone sentiment reads, U.S. GDP, and the Fed Beige Book late in the day. That's all for now.